Typically, pharmaceutical companies bring FDA-approved investigational new drugs to cancer centers for clinical trial. But a collaboration between MD Anderson Cancer Center and GlaxoSmithKline could help bring those drugs through the approval process faster, according to Dr. Robert Bast, MD Anderson's Vice President for Translational Research.
With a strategic alliance, we've developed legal agreements that take care of all of the legal details so that it's possible to just put a new protocol for a clinical trial or a new agreement for a laboratory study as an addition to an existing agreement so that we cut months of red tape down to a day. Also, it's possible to have many of the approvals for a trial done ahead of time so that we can be poised to begin an immediate first in human trial just as soon as the FDA has signed off on the clinical trial.
The 5-year non-exclusive alliance establishes a partnership that could address key questions in the lab and translate those findings to the clinic and back to the lab.
With a strategic alliance like that with GlaxoSmithKline, we have access to new drugs that are the most promising. We also have an ability to work with those drugs even before they're administered to patients so that we can figure out how best to identify whether they're useful or not, also to identify what other drugs you could use with them to have more effective combinations. In addition, where we really can work together with industry to try to take the delays out of the process on both sides.
Dr. Bass says this collaboration is a model for other research institutions.
Clearly, we see this as one of the ways that we can streamline the process and also one of the ways that we can support research in the laboratory as well as in the clinic to try to bring drugs to help cancer patients as promptly as possible and to try to identify whether they'll be useful in as short a time as feasible.
Dr. Bass says his team at MD Anderson and researchers at GlaxoSmithKline are looking forward to the collaboration in their attempt to develop new medicines that help patients feel better and live longer. Ed Mabury, Houston Public Radio News.